SBS Radio.
Adam Scott's place as one of the giants of Australian golf is secure after he became the first Australian to win the US Masters 6 years ago. Perhaps surprisingly, he goes into this weekend's Australian Open golf tournament with only one previous win at the event 10 years ago. Although it's been a long time since he lifted the famous Stonehaven Cup, that win back in 2009 came at just the right moment in his career, as the now 39-year-old explains.
I mean, it was a pivotal point in my career. I think it was really a huge moment. I was 10 years into my career, and I'd really struggled in 09 with my game, and I came back and won the Australian Open at the end of the year, and it just turned everything around. And from there, I played very well and obviously went on to become number one a few years after.
Scott is now ranked 15th in the world, and he'll be joined by other big names at Sydney's Australian Golf Club, including Spain's Sergio Garcia, England's Paul Casey and Ernie Els of South Africa. In boxing this weekend, Tim Zhu puts his unbeaten record on the line when he takes on fellow Australian Jack Brubaker in Sydney. Despite going into the bout as a heavy favourite, Zhu says he won't take Brubaker lightly.
I never feel any pressure. I know my goal. I know what lies ahead. The task I got, but I never underestimate anyone. Jack Brubaker, you know, he's going to be a tough opponent. So for me, it's an exciting time. You know, I get to punch someone in the face that's been talking smack. What a great job.
Zhu has won all 14 of his professional fights, while in his 20 previous bouts, Brubaker has won 16, lost 2, and drawn 2. In Saudi Arabia in the early hours of Sunday morning, world heavyweight champion Andy Ruiz is hoping to repeat his stunning upset victory against Anthony Joshua. The Mexican-American Ruiz produced one of boxing's biggest shocks when he beat the previously undefeated world champion Joshua with a seventh-round stoppage at New York's Madison Square Garden in June. And the Mexican-American is praying a similar result will occur in Riyadh.
I don't predict the knockout. If it comes, but best believe I'm going to try to win, and of course I'm going to try to get that knockout, but if it comes, I hope to God it does come.
The pair's second showdown was triggered by a rematch clause that Joshua had insisted on before their first fight. Despite being overwhelmed by the big punching Ruiz, the 30-year-old British fighter is confident he'll reclaim the 3 belts he lost in New York.
When I regain those belts, I'm probably just going to keep cool and stay focused, because it's not a time to celebrate. It's time to keep that challenger mindset and move on to the next target. So one by one, I'm picking them off. As you can see, I said on that board, I've been doing that ever since I started boxing, and Ruiz is just my next target on my list.
The bout has been called the Clash on the Dunes. In the Women's Big Bash cricket this weekend, the Adelaide Strikers are looking to take another step closer to a first ever title. The Strikers meet the Perth Scorchers on Saturday full of confidence going into the semi-final. Adelaide ended the regular season level on points with the defending champions and ladder-leading Brisbane Heat. One of the big reasons for their success is big-hitting all-rounder Sophie Devine, who leads the league with 28 sixes to her name so far this season. The New Zealand international says not so long ago, the idea of a woman cricketer just hitting one six wasn't even being talked about.
10 years ago, people didn't think women could clear the fence, and here, all of a sudden, we're going over the rope by a long way. The quality of this competition is probably what makes it so special. I think this is the best domestic competition in the world. We've played, you know, a brand of cricket that we're really proud of, and I know a couple of years ago we were probably a little bit lucky to squeak into the top four, but certainly this year we feel that we've earned the right to have a scrap at that championship.
The other semi-final also takes place on Saturday between the Brisbane Heat and the Melbourne Renegades. In the A-League this weekend, there's a Melbourne derby between new club Western United and Melbourne Victory in Geelong. An ominous statistic about Victorian derbies won't fill United fans with much optimism, however. The past 9 all-Victorian A-League fixtures have either been won by the away side or ended in a draw. And in the National Basketball League, the Sydney Kings' title credentials will come under the microscope on Friday night when the ladder leaders head west to take on the second-placed Perth Wildcats. The Kings are boosted by the return of star guard Kevin Lish for the match, which kick-starts round 10 of the league at 9:30 p.m. And a reminder, every NBL match this season can be viewed via SBS On Demand. John Baldock, SBS News.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.